For this week's podcast, I'm taking the opportunity to introduce a new short form podcast that I will be uploading. Haven't decided on how many I will be uploading, but at least once a week. Hope to work myself up to more. After this, we'll return to our regularly scheduled long-term podcasts being uploaded every Monday. These new shorter form podcasts will be of me alone discussing things that are on my mind, things that I'm currently going through at this time, and also past life experiences and the wisdom that I've gained from it. So I hope it brings value, and I hope you enjoy the listen.
So man, that comfort zone will kill you, man. I've been comfortable for a long time now, years. I'm remembering back to like when it all started to happen, and it was, you know, it was around 2020, a lot of people were, you know, struggling. Oh, it was horrible. To me, it was a blessing in many ways, but also in the long term, when I look back, it got me. It snuck one in on me. You know, the business was at a point to where I needed to make a decision to either change things or step down and let my brother run it. I chose to step down, let my brother take over and run it as he see fit. And I started solid. You know, it was a passion that I wanted to do, and I jumped both feet in and went to go do it. And because I was so passionate about it, I wasn't comfortable in that area. I was pushing, and it grew and it grew and it grew. I was just passionate about helping people and wanting to help people get more fit, help people learn how to defend themselves and gain the confidence and to defend others, and, you know, teach kids how to use tools and build. So they had skills to go into adulthood. You know, and it was at that point where I had to give them money. You know, in business, it was always about the grind. I had to meet payroll. Payrolls, you know, 10, 15, sometimes, you know, on a 20,000, and there is no, oh, I can't pay you this week. No, your guys go and work for you. Your guys, your girls go work for you. You're going to pay them. At least that's how I took it. That's how my the people in my business helped me run it. Do it. We're going to do whatever it takes to pay that payroll and to always have that drive, you know, not have to have our personal bills and to have the drive to pay others. We had to work. We had to grind. We had to make sure that money was coming in. But when I left, when I stepped down, you know, that responsibility wasn't mine anymore. And it started to creep in and everything. You know, I could see then, you know, I was paying like $3,800 a month just to live, not even the bills, just to pay the rent at a place, because I had my wife and I, our kids, you know, my God kids, you know, we had four or five kids living with us. And so I needed the space and the room. At least I thought that's what I needed. So that's what I made, what we made happen. And I remember losing that lease. You know, the lease was up, and they just said, hey, you know, we want you guys to move out. Whatever the owner had in mind, he was going to do, but whatever, they didn't want us there. And then after that, you know, my stepson, Joe, he went to live with his grandparents. My kids went to live with their grandparents, and wifey and I bounced around, you know, sleeping in her shop, her break room shop, sleeping in my office, sleeping in my mom and dad's RV. We always kind of bounced around because we didn't want to raise suspicion of anybody to see and report us like we're living somewhere we shouldn't be. So we bounced around, and you know, as things go on. And right when we start solid, right before we get married, I get the opportunity to lease my old office space, you know, because we had moved and signed a lease in a bigger spot. So we got to lease my old office space, and we moved in, and we moved there, and the rent that was there you know, it was like 1975, which for Santa Barbara was pretty damn good. You couldn't find anywhere else for that size of that rent. So, but we did that for a while. And, you know, I leveled myself up to make, just start making that amount of money, because when I was bouncing place to place, you know, solid, we were doing for free for a while. And then we started doing 25 bucks a kid. And now you could have a lot of kids at 25 bucks an hour. And it, I mean, at 25 bucks a kid, and it don't pay nothing, barely covers the cost it doesn't even cover the cost. So I had to hustle in other ways. And I did, I hustled enough to pay that rent and that bills. You know, we're grinding. And wifey and I are putting in work. We're making it work. I get a night job to go be a bus, not a bus boy, but a bar back, to make some extra income to close that gap of those bills. And then, you know, she wants to make a decision to move in with her grandmother, because her grandmother's 90, in her mid 90s, and she wants to spend as much time with her. So we make the decision to leave the studio and move into, I mean, the office and move into the studio. And when we move into that studio, it's old. It hasn't been worked on in a while. The house, the yard needs work. So I say, well, I'll do work. And that's how we'll, you know, we'll help pay a portion of our rent, and we'll give what we need to just make the house a better place, because we're here, we want to make it better, right? We don't want to just take. And so we're doing that, and I felt, you know, that time, that was like, whoo, had a sense of time, is like, man, I can relax on the hustle now. I don't gotta get as much work here and there, because I don't have a big of a bill at the end of the month or at the beginning of the month. And, you know, now over the past year, I can look back and it's like, damn, I let myself go down and down and down. And it's just unacceptable. I can't, not even for anybody else, just speaking about myself, that's not me. Oh, but that comfort felt like a warm blanket, man. I was all sleeping in. You know, I was just picking up jobs here and there as I wanted. If, you know, solid grew, it was because people were coming to me and they wanted their kids. I wasn't pushing it, man. It caught up on me. But after a while, you know, you start to feel like, man, this, at least me, like, this ain't me. Like, a wifey wants to go out, and I got a trip on it. Can I even pay this bill? If I pay this dinner bill, or, you know, we want to go out on a date night, I can't even do this. I feel like a man, you know? And it's not what the man I want for my daughters. It's not the man I want for my sisters. And so it just crept up on me. I have to make different decisions, you know? It was also a blessing, because I know I don't want that. I know what it is to hustle and pay the bills and the struggle and the stress that comes along with it. And please give me that over comfort. And I have to worry about bills and just living the leisurely life. Like, that ain't for me. It ain't for me, and it ain't for most. You know, you gotta have that drive. And I knew this. But man, it snuck up on me. And so now I got to switch things around. I got to get back to what I know I can do. And even more important, I got to surround myself with people that know more than me, that can push me. I got to invest in myself again, which means getting myself coaches, paying for my personal development. I'm a coach to others, you know, and I was able to get that far because I've been coached in the past to be able to learn how to do that stuff. And it's like, I did a post a while ago talking about how I need to push forward. I need to surround myself with others and stop trying to do things all on my own. And so, you know, I've been comfortable. I've hustled. Now it's time to accumulate wealth. You know, a lot of people say money ain't everything. Well, until you've had money, And it ain't, I don't mean to say money ain't everything, but they say money isn't important. You know, how can you say that? You don't know what it is. How can you say money isn't everything? You don't know what it is. So to be able to speak on something, you should be able to have experience in something. And it's time for me to set an example for my family, for my wife, for my kids, to show that, hey, yeah, we're hard workers. Hey, we can start businesses. Now it's time to show how you can accumulate wealth, and not only just accumulate wealth, but me, I'm gonna do it by helping people. So I look forward to you seeing that. Take care, love and respect you all. Watch me work.